know you were kind of going into it there, so you can do the lead in for this. But another thing is that I don't think really, ultimately, we can trust the official statistics on economic activity.
Absolutely not. The moment you just take the census at word and just presume that there is only X many million people because the ONS says so, you've completely lost the plot. I mean, this is like an independent article from 2007. CityEye, facts on a plate, our population is at least 77 million. Now, this would have put the estimate at the time of
This is from
what,
2007,
yeah,
though, keep in
that's what
mind,
I'm, no, that's
yes.
what I'm saying. The 2007 estimate for the population would have been sub 70 million.
Yeah.
So you're talking over a 10% margin. And they're saying at least 77 million.
You can't say that. That's racist.
What has race got to do any of
Racist.
Okay.
You can't say there's more people here than there actually are. That's racist. But very, very much collapse watch here again. We
But
are
no,
reaching peak collapse
this is one of
watch.
those things that just like some people don't consider. But genuinely, like, what, how would you know if there weren't 100 million people in Britain right now? How would you know?
Well, the first link I came across when searching for this, researching for this, was basically someone trying to debunk this. What this says is that supermarkets estimate that even with overbuying and the amount of food that gets thrown away, that the amount of food that is sold in Britain shows that the population is likely about 77 million. This is corroborated by the mobile phone statistics, which shows that there must be, what does it say here?
North of 80 million.
There are 80 million mobile phone contracts in the UK.
Now think for a moment how many people are young enough not to be using a phone, how many people are old enough not to be using a phone, and then factor out the fact that I would actually probably suggest lots of people might not even have maybe SIM cards and stuff for that anymore, just this is the same extent. So this is saying at least, 5 or 6 million more than the census would say now. And then you have another one here that says 97.23 million mobile phone
That
connections are in the
includes smart
UK.
devices and anything with a, that's anything with a SIM card,
But that's
basically.
it, but you would have to have millions and millions of people with 2 and 3 devices for
Yeah,
that to be
it's
anywhere
there's
close.
1.37 active connections, so that's active mobile contracts per head of population. That includes infants. That's not like per adult, that's per head of population. So something does not make sense. The supermarkets are saying there's more people, the phones are saying there's more
The
people.
GPs are saying there's more people. I mean, I don't know if we have one of those ones. You've also got a sewage one, I
Yes.
believe, as well.
I've got one from The Guardian. The GPs are saying that there is 20% more people in Hammersmith and Fulham, of course it is. Things like that. So the GPs, there's more people signed up to a GP than there are people in Britain, which is not, a lot of people aren't signed up to GPs.
Well, yeah, that one there is saying 2.3 million.
4% more.
I believe I've seen, and this is partly where this little bit of it started really was, I remember looking at one a couple of years ago, and it was like I remember about a year or so ago, it was an ONS one in partnership with the NHS that estimated that through the number of people signed up for basic inoculation programs in the UK, that they were looking at north of like 83 or 84 million. They were looking at almost something like an 18 or 16% margin above what the census puts out.
Again, this is just us skimming through it. We'll go through these in detail because we have a proper immigration stream coming up at some point. It's just an article here from The Guardian. The sewage tells the story of millions who'll miss out. Our waste reveals inner cities are undercounted, yet Cameron is cutting up constituencies with no regard to fairness. This isn't a Guardian article from 2010, which is admitting that there are hundreds of thousands, probably millions, probably tens of millions of people in this country that we do not know about. And the way they're reporting on it is they're not counted in the constituencies. This is quite literally. We have lots of, we have potentially millions more illegal immigrants than we realize, and those people need to be allowed to vote, is
Yes,
what this is doing. But it mentions, there's a study of it here. I'm not going to go through it. This is the 2019 version. Thames Water routinely tells the government that there are far more people that they are serving than are supposed to exist in Britain. you can go and look at these populations and property projections. They disagree very heavily with the censuses. And this is what's referenced here. It's abundantly clear that the 2001 census missed millions of people, blah, 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 blah. And yes, I'm trying to find that other mention of sewage again. Our best estimate of population comes from sewage. Thames Water says the outflow of rich or poor alike reveals true numbers. And Slough has 30,000 more people than officially registered. Bagley fears census takers will have little time to check the estimated 3,500 houses in multiple occupation, i.e. full of immigrants.
Yeah, the sheds in the back garden with Albanian dudes.
56 languages to speak, besides there are only 6 slots for people on each forms. And it just talks about, they're not being counted and they're not voting. But here's, again, The Guardian casually admitting millions more people in Britain than we know about. Again, here's one from The Spectator in 2021. And they talk about the fact that 5.6 million people applied, so physically applied, for permanent residence in the UK for amnesty after Brexit. So these are EU residents who now live in the UK, when there were only estimated to be a maximum of 3.7 million of them in the country. So 5.7 million of them have bothered their shirt to fill in a form when there's only supposed to be 3.7 million of them.
Which means there's probably close to about 7 or 8.
Yeah, there's probably close to about 8 million EU immigrants in Britain. So that would...
Breakdowns of citizenship by country demonstrate the same pattern. Twice as many Romanians and Bulgarians have already had their settlement applications approved.
Yeah. So there's supposed to be 600,000 and 1.2 million have already been approved. So these people, by the way, have no reason to hide. These are EU citizens who had the right under the free movement agreement pre-Brexit to move to the UK. Mm. These are not illegals being given amnesty. These are legal immigrants being given amnesty. And there is twice as many of these people who had no reason to hide the fact they were there in the UK. And really, it's kind of bringing us on to a point of all of these statistics, when you think of holes that big, don't matter.
Yes. It basically means everything that we've done on this stream this evening has been redundant.
No, not really redundant. They can point to trends within a larger part of the native British population. Mm. But what we don't know is really what's going on with, you know, outside of the official people. Officially long-term economically inactive trends per capita have held roughly steady, despite the narratives of mass unemployment and skill shortage. These figures are potentially very misleading and do not take into account the changes in measure and also, as we talked about, the massive non-native population that is potentially living here undocumented. These only include the official figures only include the official people. There are potentially tens of millions more people in the UK than we should recognize. And again, we'll talk about this in much more detail in the future. Where's my other one gone? That's the joke there. With the way we saw lockdown and all of that, it kind of begs the question too of how many of these people went home, how many came back. We do not know. Is the big thing about basically all the population level statistics in Britain. Like we really just do not know as it becomes more clown worldy in terms of the immigration, what the demographics are, because Britain refuses to recognize what its actual population.